Yes, please welcome to stage Bronze Executive Director from the great state of Southern California, Adore Manset.
How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Is it just me, or did you also feel like Dr. David Hughes was speaking directly, conversating directly to you, speaking the truth, right?
Yeah.
So let me just give it back to Dr. David Hughes for that amazing training. Just by show of hands, how many of you have seen me trained before, or this is your first time see me speak? That's called a yes or yes question. That's a different training. So, but for those of you who've seen me speak before, you do know that I always start everything that I do. It's a habit that my wife and our kids have learned through the years, that we always start everything we do every day with gratitude, with something positive. So is that okay if I start this short conversation in something positive?
Yes.
Right? So I just wanted to put it out there that day in and day out, I praise and I thank my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for blessing me with this amazing, amazing business opportunity called Legal Shield. So today I woke up, you know, just totally amazed and grateful that beside me every day I wake up with this, you know, babe, can you stand up? This is one of the reasons why I'm so grateful every day. Yeah. Would you agree with me that, you know, beautiful, smart lady, right? She's so smart that she decided to marry me, right? So, very smart, smart lady. So, of course, I'm so grateful for the Samaniegos, all my wealth mentors, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon and M. Samaniego, you know, the whole family. Of course, my wealth mentor, the Hughes brothers, the twin doctors Hughes, of course, Mr. Chris Hughes, and everyone. I mean, if I start thanking everyone, I won't have enough for the training, right? So let me do this. You have to do this. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to be very grateful for is this wonderful couple that, you know, we've been blessed to know just about 11 weeks ago. So they started the last week of April. And so in such a short week, so on their first 5 weeks, they're actually their first month in the business, they got promoted to executive director.
Yeah.
Right? So on their first 10 weeks, overachievers, right, they got to bronze executive directors. Yeah. And now at the start of their 11th week, going into this conference, they already broke more than $18,000 in income. And they're going to finish their 11th week, most likely breaking 20 grand on their first 11 weeks in the business, right? So we're blessed. You know, they bring a wealth of experience with them. So, I mean, I'm just looking at their experience, you would think they're about 150 years old each. But no. So we're blessed. Again, I praise and I thank God for blessing us with a new set of brother and sister. With the same brother, with the same father, right? The same dad, Mr. and Mrs. Harold and Claire Lundy.
Oh, we just want to thank all of you. Especially Adore and Bell Manset. They have mentored us in this business right from the very beginning. We met a while ago, back in October, actually, and we were doing other things. We had a print business. We were trying to build back up. We do print advertising. And, of course, print advertising is failing. And so we're looking for something else to do. I decided it's time to go back, get my insurance license, start doing that for a living. Right about that time, I was looking for offices to work with, and I ran across a door. I'm like, well, this is interesting. I wonder what he's into. So we meet. We do a webinar, and he introduces me to the business. And he says, you know, it's really simple. We invite, we present, they decide. That's it. And I was like, okay, it can't be that simple. It can't be that simple. But it turns out it is that simple. And when you follow the program and the instructions, and you follow what you've been taught here today, all these things that we've been taught here in this conference have resonated so strongly with us. From the very first thing that we really latched on to is,
yes,
how often do you get back up and continue to fight? Because we've had many businesses, as you probably saw, and many of them failed. They were fantastic for a while. They were at the top of their peak. They were the businesses people were looking at and going, oh my God, what are these people doing? But then circumstances change. Now, there are two things you need to know. There is excellence in our blood. Not just her, not just me, all of us. We're sitting here today because there's excellence in our blood, right? The second thing you need to know, my wife is a monster. People ask us all the time, how are you doing this? How are you doing? What's going on? What? My wife is a monster. She has the drive that she passes on to me to get things done in this business.
Yes.
When I look at it, I go, okay, I have to know this. I'm very intellectual about how I work. I need to know this, I need to know that, I need to see this product, I need to know it inside out so I can flip and turn it around and throw it. She's like, just do it. Just get on the phone and make that call. Who do you know? Who did you talk to? Who did you meet? Okay, we do that. And she is on this phone, and she is talking to these people 24/7. She's on there, she'll be at 6 o'clock in the morning, she's getting up, you know, to talk to people. Oh, I got somebody on the East Coast I want to talk to today. Okay. I'll be out of bed at 7:30. It'll be dinner time. I'm in the kitchen making dinner, and she says, I got to go make this call. So this is how we managed to do this several months in a row. I think we did 53 our first full month, and then 83 this past month. So now we're getting to what we've been learning here, the recruiting, how to duplicate. And we have Adore Monsat, Belle Monsat, Mr. Salaniego, Manny. If you want to know how to do a presentation, this is the man you talk to, because he has got it down. He brings that presence. Me, I'm a terrible talker. But truthfully, I'm the introverted shy one here. And
let's hear it from Miss Claire.
Well, I just really, really am blessed to have this opportunity. It's been life changing. I mean, we were so far down. 11 weeks ago, I could barely leave the house. And now here I am.
We just want to give thanks to everybody. Adore, you've done wonderful things with us. All of you, our team, the support we get, we want to thank you.
And you just barely started, right?
Thank you.
We love you guys.
Woo! One more time for the landings.
Okay. Thank you very much, the landings. Okay, we got to finish this in 8 minutes. So again, I hope the last 2 days that you're taking this not as a presentation for all of the amazing speakers. This is a conversation. I just want you to understand that hopefully, you know, each and every one of the presenters, you know, the trainers are conversating directly to you. So the whole idea is that we should all be, you know, taking down notes. Are we, you know, some of the verses to remember, right? Some of the questions to ponder.
some of the actions, and most importantly, some of the actions to remember and execute when we go out there. So to me, that's the value of the 2 days that we have here, other than the amazing water slide and everything else, right? And of course, the camaraderie, the family atmosphere that we have. So in the interest of time, I actually was gonna start this with, I have 5 minutes. So we have like a 30-second clip from the greatest servant leader in leadership in Legal Shield. Who is that? My brother, everyone's brother, right? Mr. Jeff Bell. We ran out of time. So most of my conversation with you right now are actually taken from a great book called The Culture Engine. The author is S. Chris Hughes. No, Edmonds. Okay, although of course Chris Hughes is, we all know he's also an author. So S. Chris Edmonds, go Google that up. And also go to YouTube and check out, type in Jeff Bell, Legal Shield, Servant Leadership, and you'll see the clip that I was referring to, okay? So what is servant leadership? Servant leadership is when a person is dedicated to the success of another person. Right? It's the platinum rule taken to the extreme. Has anyone heard of the golden rule? Mm-hmm. Right? He who has the gold rules? No, not that golden rule. So do unto others what you would want others to do unto you, right? It's not about you. So the platinum rule says, do unto others what others would want to be done. Thank you very much, Mrs. Burns. Unto them. Right? Okay. So there's two fundamental beliefs to a servant leader. So and why is that important? Because the belief leads to the right attitude that creates the right action leading to the great results, and it becomes a virtuous cycle. Right? Does it make sense?
Yes.
Great. So real quickly, That cycle, the belief in servant leadership, is actually embedded in this particular statement here. Anyone familiar with this particular statement?
Yes.
Hint, right? So that's our mission. So in fact, if you look at that mission, the belief in servant leadership, the two key beliefs, basically are well entrenched in our mission statement as a company. So we all believe that every person has value and deserve civility, trust, and respect. And I love this particular quote, this particular, you know, verse taken out of Mr. Mahatma Gandhi. Anyone knows Mahatma Gandhi? Everyone knows Mahatma Gandhi. Okay? So, and I just messed this up. Okay. Thank you, Miss Elaine. Can we just clap for Miss Elaine? Thank you, Miss Elaine. Okay. So the second belief is that people can accomplish much when people can accomplish much when inspired by a higher
cause.
Thank you very much. Cause. There you go. I messed up this because I had a mag and anyway. So anyone who has read the book The Purpose-Driven Life.
Oh yeah.
Rick Warren. Right. Thank you. So in that book, it starts with the very first sentence. It starts like this. It's not about you, which is basically the whole essence of servant leadership. It's not about you. It's not about you. So, in fact, that whole book is an anti-self-help book. You can even look at it as like a 40-day self-devotional. It has like 40 chapters in there, pretty much amazing, amazing book. And talks about that every one of us should have, we have to find that higher purpose. Okay? So there's 5 characteristics of a servant leader. I'm gonna wrap this up. So the first one is they serve through words and actions. Your actions speak so loud they can't even hear what you're saying. Has anyone heard about that? And there's a good quote there from Ralph Waldo Emerson about you reap what you sow.
Again, you Google that and it's good. Sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an action, you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap character. Sow a good character and you reap a destiny, okay? Listen intently and observe closely. That's the second characteristic. The third characteristic is servant leaders as mentors are selfless. And of course, I mean, that's what servant, and I don't know where the laser pointer here is, but that's what servant stands for. Selfless, empathetic, resolute, virtuous, authentic, needful, thorough. Don't have time to expound on each of them. The fourth characteristic is servant leaders, they demonstrate persistence. And there's the three P's in there. Patience, persistence, and perspiration. Admirable combination for success. And finally, the fifth characteristic of a servant leader is that they lovingly hold themselves and others accountable, right? So, I mean, this is actually the same slide that I think my wealth mentor, Mr. Brandon Samaniego, used earlier, that accountability breeds responsibility, from Dr. Stephen Covey, right? 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. And that's about my talk for today. So I leave with these two quotes. So one from Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. Anyone knows Mr. Robert Kiyosaki? Very good. Everyone pretty much raised their hands. So change your focus from making money to serving more people. Serving more people makes the money. Serving more people makes the money come in. And then anyone knows Melissa Wilder, right? Our very own Miss Melissa Wilder. She said that focus not on making a sale, but focus on making a
friend.
Very good. So whoever renders service to many puts himself in line for greatness. Great wealth, great return, great everything. From Mr. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah.